All right, and welcome everybody. This is Stephen Roberts, and this is Stephen Roberts Live on April Rain's We Roar Radio. It is Friday night, technically Saturday morning. It's past midnight here in the Eastern. I am live tonight. It's January 17th/18th, 2014 for the NSA records that they're keeping on us all. Tonight, I have a special guest, his first time on We Roar Radio. He's a naturalist man. He's a, outdoorsman from, the state of Oregon. And his website is, OregonTrackers.com. Is that right, Ed?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
And my Facebook site is, Edward Johnston, and then I have Oregon Trackers on a Facebook site too.
Okay. Yes, Ed Johnston, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very proud to be on here. I'm glad you allowed me in. And, you know, and God bless everybody who's listening. And, you know, the whole point is education. And that's the one thing that we need to learn more about instead of listening to our elected and public service who are. You know, out for personal financial gain and to rob your home and rob your assets for their own gain. And this is where, the education we have to do for everybody so we understand that we have lawful rights to protect ourselves.
Yes, right, exactly. Do we have specific topics we're going to cover tonight, or are we just... I heard you... I thought I seen you. I've been really, really busy. I thought there's been some mention of a court filing or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. That I'm getting ready. Another one I put into court. Let me pull this up here a minute so I could get on to this topic with people because I want to get on this. The whole point is learning our court systems. Remember, our court systems are owned by we the people. They are not owned by elected and public servants because we have servants. We are the only country in the world that has a constitution that protects us compared to any other country. And that protects us from our elected and public servants. And that is the point. We have servants, and we can't forget that point. And that's what we need to educate our children, that these people are servants. They're not above the child, and they surely are not above the parents. And that's the one thing that we need to start educating ourselves in personal responsibility. On the one part, I'm waiting for the file to come up here so I can go over this with you, because I'm having finished my other Coroanto complaint. I'm finishing that up to get that out. And that's the one thing we've been discussing on another show. Bill, I'm going to pull that site up because I didn't have myself totally ready when he called. That's my fault. So let me get caught up here, man. We've been doing this other show and getting education going on the way the courts are alleged are supposed to be working, educating not only self and others, because if we're not educating our children too, the main point is making sure that your children are definitely watching these videos, understanding. I put up another video on the wall that I haven't watched. I'm just getting into that one. This is a property tax challenge. I do have that up on Oregon Trackers on my Facebook wall. You can read what I did on the property tax challenge, because property taxes are voluntary. All taxes are voluntary. State and federal income tax in the United States. They're voluntary. To foreign countries, they have to go by their tax laws or their structure of kingdom, but it's understanding common law and getting back to common law of not paying the king for the privilege to live on our soil, and that is the point that we have to understand. It's our soil, our land. And, you know, this is the point that we need to get back to, is our soil, our land.
Yes, I do understand,
you know,
that.
And this is the thing. And that's subsistence hunting, fishing, you know, everything that goes on. And what we're doing, what I'm doing right now, is I'm filing, dealing with an assault case that they did on me. I was assaulted by police. put in jail cell to die, and survived through all that. Now I'm doing the Coral War took a place, the fraud, racketeering, official misconduct, bribery, theft, abuse of public office, assault, destruction of justice, conspiracy, malicious prosecution. This is where people think that, oh, we got to go hire an attorney. Remember, an attorney works for the bar. The bar stands for the British Auxiliary Register to the King and Queen of England. Okay? These people are not for you. You're lucky if you do find an attorney that is willing to stand up, but I haven't found one that was willing to stand up, honestly, more than 45%. Most of them have their strong ties to the bar, and they care more about the
Their pensions
are strong ties to the bar. You were going to say something?
Yeah, their pensions are pensions are all tied into the private jailing systems.
Well, that's true, and not only that, the judges have a slush fund that they created out of the tickets that when you pay in. And the other point that has been confirmed, we know that at least 15 to 25% of every ticket you pay goes to England. The court systems pay England because the court system is not a voluntary, it's a contractual contract we have with England over the court systems. And that's how they're getting away with it. Even though our court systems are lawfully ours, and this is where we need to educate ourselves and the people to take back our court systems. And this is what we're doing right now, is putting the pieces together with other people around the country, trying to get us all on the same table and the same plate, so this way we can put it together and put some of the process together that needs to be completely done, you know, to protect ourselves. And that is the one point that most people don't comprehend, that point, that we have to protect ourselves. These people are not out for to protect you. They're out for their own employment. And the thing is that these are stocks and bonds that they go by. And these stocks and bonds, technically, you and I own these things. They're not owned by them, but they're claiming them so that way they can get away with it. And we're allowing them to get away with it because we're not claiming them back and we're not stopping them. This is the frustration that we're all living. I'm living this right now in personal circumstances. For standing up for not only my rights, but others in the community. And I've done that for years, but most people don't comprehend that we have to stand up together. And this is the whole point of putting these groups together that we're assembling right now. And the other groups, we got to all start being on the same table, working on the same structure. We've got to get back to reality here with our neighbors. You know, and the one world thought and all this fantasy about the one world stuff, if we don't have our neighbors, how can we think about one world? Is that, you see where I'm coming from on that?
Oh, yes.
And you know, if we cannot take care of your own family and neighbors, how can you take care of somebody else that's around you?
Yes. Well, you know, Ed, what would you say to a detractor or a critic that might say to you, well, you know, You're just rattling the hornet's nest, and maybe it's not so good to rattle it.
Well, that's the point. We can't be living in fear because we're the ones that own the hornet's nest. And once we start understanding how the legal system works on that, and there's a difference of legal system and lawful. Legal system is statutes and codes. Lawful is your constitutional and your main laws. There's a big difference, and that's where most people don't understand that the Constitution is the law of the land. Statutes and codes are man-made municipality force codes so that way they can make financial gain off of you, your assets, and your children. Your birth certificate, as one congressman said last year at the Capitol, for every child that they were able to put a foot stamp on that paper, they bill that child $45,000 before they even file their first tax return, even though taxes are unlawful, and that's the British government. If you pay state and federal income tax, you are paying the British government. That does not stay in your community. You know, that's the one thing that a lot of people are misled by, and we are figuring that out, but it's getting the right paperwork out and documents, and we're all been working on that. So, and that's the whole point of putting all of this together at the table. I've talked to several people. I got a Killer Davenport. You know, he's talking about doing 1,000 people guru stuff.
Tyler Davenport, yes.
Other people I've talked to, everybody wants to be the Chiefs, and nobody wants to be the Indians. And the bottom line is, we're all Indians. All right, there's no chiefs here. There will never be a chief here. All right, because we're all on the same playing field. We're equal. There's nobody above the other. Nobody has more authority or power than the other, so long as they're not causing personal property damage. When they cause personal property damage, then that's when the public has to step in, or the private people, because you don't want a public at that point, because you can handle your affairs privately without having to go into court. And remember, the court systems are not there to help you, and it's better if you can learn how to resolve your problems without going to court. That's the one major point that is getting that to a lot of people to understand that, to solve your problems before it goes to court. You know, so and we got to look at these things. How do we solve the problem? How do we come up with the solutions to these problems? Well, the solutions are easy. If there's no victim, there's no crime. You know, you get a traffic ticket. That's the one thing, is look at driver's license versus travel. You have a right to travel. But we have to educate our elected and public servants on the lawful rights to travel. All right? And all they're doing is coming around and you know, stealing your assets, stealing your car, taking your kids, you know, taking assets and homes, and we're all living this. You know, and the point is that we have to start standing together. Get together with your neighbors. Learn who's lawful. Learn who's honest in your neighborhood, you know.
Yeah.
Look who's telling the truth. And that is the point, that we've got to start getting back to the real basis on this stuff, instead of quit arguing with each other for tit-for-tat purposes that are not doing anything.
Sure. Ed, I know you have a lot of corrupt police up in your area, but do you actually try to get like little gatherings of police and try to explain to them more the natural laws?
Yeah, I've sat down with public officials and public servants, and I have got responses from people that didn't have a problem with it at all, stood up for it, and then a lot of them are on the other side that go, it's my job, so you can't be upset at me because I'm doing my job. Well, that's what Adolf Hitler, the Germans did with Adolf Hitler when they're murdering people. And they said, well, I'm just doing my job, so it's okay to murder. No, it's not. You know, it's not okay for these structures to go in this fashion.
No, it's not.
You know, and the other point, too, is getting back to the other suggestion that was brought to me is qualified electors. And qualified electors means that you have to be responsible. You own land. You're part of the community. You're one of the major structure and players in it. Doesn't mean that you have to have a business in that structure where, you know, everybody's looking out for the greed in that point. It's just the honesty of what you are in your community. You know, and that's the point, that we've got to start focusing on who's the honest people in our community, who's not rape, robbing, and pillaging off of ourselves and our children. So we've got to look at these things of how to accomplish, and this is what we're putting together right now. We're trying to get more and more people to get together on this. We a lot of us have our war stories out there, but the point is that we have to come up with the solutions. We have some solution ideas. We have the best one so far that we're looking at that is, working. And the point is, we need to get people behind it so it gets back to effect. If we could get, you know, just a handful of people in each town to start putting together, to put the electric precincts together, to put their own juries together, you know, qualified electric juries. There's a lot of things that people, you know, think that they go to a court, they go to the courthouse and expect them to handle their problems. Well, the one thing is about an adult, you're supposed to be able to handle your own problems, and that means educate yourself to do it. And that is education. That is not just sitting there coming up with an excuse for the next day so you don't have to do this or that. And you know, so many of us people have done that, you know, over time. Well, we'll just ignore it. We'll let it go. We'll let it do this. Or we'll pray to God, and, oh, God's going to handle it. Well, sorry, folks. You know, God gives you the tools to handle it. You know, we've got the tools. Now it's up to us to start putting it together and make it happen. It's our responsibility to make sure the children have it. Our parents failed us. Our elders failed us. We see what we got today because they were not educated. We have the worst educational system in the country, in the United States. They don't teach contract law. Every kid that gets out of school at eighth grade, you know, contract law, inside and out. I mean, they used to in this country until World War II. When World War II came, they took a lot of our programs out in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Home ec, trade schools that were in the schools, auto shop, all that stuff has been taken out. At whose expense? Ours. I mean, you know, you don't need to be have to go to some college and university and pay the privilege for education. You know, we go back to the, I like going back to the old way of education of training. You know, you work under the master for a while and you get a couple years in, you might be qualified to go on your own. Until you are, you have that. And then we got running off on insurance and licensing. I was talking to a guy earlier about licensing. I've had business. I never bought business license. Where's the law says that I need a business license to do business? That means when I get a business license, I'm giving up my personal liability responsibility. It does help in some regards because you can't blame the state. Like the contractors board, they protect the contractors even when they do wrongdoing on people's property or damage. But, you know, the point is that you have to be responsible for your work. And we've created more ways for people to get out of responsibility than we have created educating people to be responsible so they don't have the problems that we are living with today. You know, I mean, this is just, it's crazy with a lot of the problems that have been developed for us. You know, I mean, the other one is drug and alcohol classes. They were developed for us to keep job security, like the South and Senate says, oh, we'll give you jobs, we're going to give you jobs, but we're going to take away your rights when you give you jobs. So all these public employees, when they're giving us jobs, they're taking away our rights. You know, where's our trees? Where's our food? Where's our food resources? You know, we got deer and elk, you know, populations are dwindled. The salmon food population is perfectly doing it. I mean, the state has personally done this. Your elected public officials have literally done this for you to starve you and your children, making it a privilege. I argue with them all the time because I don't believe that I have to buy a hunting and fishing license. Where does it say I have to pay the privilege to eat in this country? It doesn't. You know, we're told that we need to buy a hunting and fishing license. And if you actually read the foundation of any state or hunting fishing agency, if you read the original outline of their instructions, their instructions is to raise the food resources, not to control commercial and commerce, what they're doing right now today. A lot of these agencies are controlling commercial and commerce for their own personal and financial gain. And that's just, you know, we're giving away our authority to these people for screwing us, basically, and we're giving this authority over. You give your authority over when you go, when the cops come to your house and say, oh, we want to take your kids because you didn't do this or you didn't do that. And most people go, well, okay, well, they give a clue. They don't call up and say, do you have a warrant? They don't have neighbors there that they can call up and say, hey, neighbor, bring a camera over. Start videotaping. See what's going on. Witness this. Speak up. We, you know, our communities, we're not speaking up and defending each other. That's what our problem is right now today. And so when you're not speaking up and defending your neighbor, how do you expect your neighbor to defend you when you need your help? You know, and that's the point that we're trying to get together, not only putting some of this writing together for everybody, but putting it together so we can start in the neighborhood, so we can start having some, you know, guidelines, I guess, or some opinions. Of the, you know, well, basically guidelines of how to set up things in the community. That's what we're working on right now to put together. So this way we have direction.
Right.
Okay? Hey. But the direction that we have is called the Constitution of the United States and your state constitution. Those are the law of your land.
Yeah. Hey. Do you think Laura's ready to come up yet?
I think so. She should be. Well, probably a couple more minutes.
Okay.
She had to take care of something. And right now I'm getting another link to somebody else that wanted the link for the show, so I'm passing the link on right now. But, I mean, you know, we've got to get back to the fundamentals. And the other point is that we have to file the charges on our public servants. Okay. We have to educate each other how to file the charges on these public employees. It's up to us to do it, because these attorneys ain't going to do it. And most of the attorneys, what do they say? Or even some of these gurus that drive me nuts. You know, oh, we're not going to help you unless you give us $5,000.
Right.
You know, it's like, what do you mean? Pay you? And it's like, well, and everybody goes, well, we always got winning lawsuits cases. Well, if there's a winning lawsuit case, then pay the guy when you're done. Show some honor and respect. That's where we got to get back to, you know, getting honor and respect and back being honorable men in this country compared to what's going on today. You know, I mean, we're arguing with each other over tidbits, even abortion. What the hell are we arguing over abortion for? That's nobody's right and opinion in God's green earth's name to have an opinion to tell another woman how to deal with her body. You know, I mean, these are things that we don't have the authority to tell another human how to live, how to control their life. That is not our responsibility. You know, as soon as you start realizing that it's not your responsibility, you start having pressure released off you, because you don't have to look out for somebody else and always, you know, on the edge. I mean, we got neighbors, you know, that report neighbors because they didn't like what a neighbor did or the way their grass is too tall. So people are being assaulted and shot and arrested because their grass is too tall. I mean, have we all lost reality where we're not standing up for one another? You know, that's the point that we have to get back to, start standing up for one another. And that's the one thing that I'm seeing, that people are coming together more and more. I've been really enjoying the sights and the conversations, because we are pulling people together. But it has to come with the honesty, too. We have to make sure that the children are watching these videos. I don't care if they're 5, 6 years old. Some of these videos that we were able to put out, they might not understand it right now today, but in a few years down the road, the idea will click in their mind, because they already have it implanted, if that makes sense. And, you know, Disney does a lot of that today with their programming, so why can't we do it with our positive programming instead of the negativity that's going around our states with that? Because all Disney talks about is, you know, codes and statutes and, you know, police officers in almost every episode of Disney, and, you know, the police never even were in this country. Wasn't even a thought in this country until the 19th century, the late 19th century. You know, we didn't have police. The only thing that we had originally was, when it first started out with the marshals, that was George Washington, then we ended up with the sheriff, and the sheriff of his county is the law enforcer. He is above the judge. He has to make sure that everybody's rights are lawfully protected. And that's what the job of a sheriff is to do. Today, the sheriffs are running the jails just as commodities and just selling everybody out down the street so they could have their, you know, $150,000, $100,000 paycheck a year for doing nothing. They're not defending crime. You know, they're just putting people in jail so that way they can run a jail for traffic violations. All right? And most people think that they have to buy a driver's license. Well, if you're not in the commercial industry, why do you need to buy a driver's license? You know, I mean, it's the education we're not taught. We watch a TV set. We get programmed. We get indoctrinated. We think this is the way it is, and we don't question it. Most people don't even question it. And then when they do question it, you know, they're already so convinced that it should be one way instead of the way they're actually living. So it's frustrating on them.
Yeah, well, exactly.
And I'm waiting for my screen to come back up, because I want to get into this, but I guess we should be able to give Laura a call here. And
okay, I'm going to take a break so we don't get that telephone number over the airwaves.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'll just put a song on and take a quick break here.
Okay, and then I'll be back on that, to walk down the filing.
Okay, be right back, everyone. All right, and welcome back, everybody. I tried to get a hold of Ed's friend, Laura. Having a little difficulty. She's doing a little something and haven't been able to get in touch with her yet, but we'll try back in a few more minutes again. Where were we at? Ed, actually, Ed, I wanted to tell you, too. I give Kyler Davenport a message a few minutes ago, and he's going to run a little short errand, and then he's going to come back on and join us for a little bit.
Good, good, because, I mean, that is good, because he's been like, you know, like everybody else, like we keep talking about putting things together, and like he's got a challenge out for all of us, like I've said too. And this is the, and so we start getting together so our children are not running astray, and neither are we. And it's not that we need controlling or to be controlled by somebody else. It's just being responsible for our own actions, because I don't believe nobody has the right to tell somebody else how to live, period. You know, it's their life to live. So long as they're not committing personal or property damage, then it's nobody's business to interfere into somebody else's life. And just because you think that somebody else needs it, are we on the air yet? Or?
Yes, we are. We're back.
Oh, okay. Just because somebody else thinks that somebody else needs to tell somebody else how to live because they're not living life that they want them to live it by their way of living it. We don't have a right to tell somebody else how to live. And believe me, I grew up around alcoholics and drug addicts, as they claim. To me, I don't buy into that. That's just an excuse for somebody to get away with what they have done so they can come up and say, oh, well, I got an excuse so I could do it again. Don't buy that. Don't buy that at all, because, you know, we either we're supposed to be personally responsible and we're supposed to start being acting like adults that are supposed to teach the children, or there's no point of teaching the children. And we got bigger and worse concerns. I mean, on the West Coast here, we got Nukushima that is just raining down on us. And how are we going to eat? Nobody's talking about how we're going to eat in the next few years. We've got to look at what it is. Right now, if you look on the structure of the oceans, the ocean floor is dying. I mean, the animals are turning up all over the place. See, the starfish and the shrimp and everything, and the jellyfish are literally melting in the ocean. A friend of mine took a trip from Alaska to Hawaii on his boat, and while I was talking to him when he got over there, he was on the ocean 2.5 weeks, and he said first time in his life he's never seen marine life out there at all. Didn't even see a bird flying. And that's unheard of in that area.
Right, so, yeah.
Huh?
I said, right, yeah. It's as, it's just non-existent in the world's media, except for the alternate
well,
media.
Yeah, and that's the point, too. And how are we going to eat? When everybody's so reliant on the grocery store, you know? Everybody wants to rely on the grocery store. And how do we know that the grocery store, look at the chemicals in our food today with the GMOs and everything else. You know, I mean, aquaponics, if you haven't looked that up, type it up, look on it. Make your own garden in your backyard. It might have to be in that point where we're going to have to start taking care of ourselves.
I know what aquaponics is. Yeah.
I mean, because otherwise, what are we going to be, cannibals?
Yeah.
And I've said this many times at the Oregon State Capitol before when they tried to put oil drilling and other stuff on the Oregon coast, and I spoke against these bills going, you know, what are we supposed to be, cannibals tomorrow? I mean, this isn't the way they're looking at it when it really comes down to reality. You know, I mean, we've got to start looking at how we're going to eat ourselves and make sure our children are fed. And I've got, you know, natural hatchery projects I've put out, a lot of ideas on public lands and right-of-ways to put them back for our use instead of the government cutting the trees and making the profits in these companies. And most of these ones, especially in Oregon, the timber companies didn't own the land, all right? They leased it from the taxpayer. And it wasn't until 2000 when they got a bill passed so they could start claiming the land, and that's still unlawful. And I like to get a group of people together so we can file a claim on that and go after them on that. Because it's our public lands and right-of-way. These companies don't have the authority to take away our land for their personal gain. It's our food resources. It's our timber for firewood. It's our timber for homes. You know, we've got to start looking, you know, on the personal level, dealing with our financial circumstances that we're personally involved on these things.
Yes, we do.
You know, and so that's, you know, it's just really looking at this. I put up quite a few things. The other point I want to address is we got this one police officer, a video that I put up on the wall on the show, is telling everybody that, you know, don't rely on the police department. Don't rely on us to be there, you know. And I'm impressed with this public servant telling the people, you know. She, if you want to call her, she's there now.
Okay, I'll do
Devin?
That. Yes.
Just got the email, so.
All right.
I'll
put that right in there.
I want to get into some of the stuff that we're putting together, because, see, we're not experts in this thing. We're not attorneys. We're not, we're just people that the system came after us, and we know it's unlawful what they're doing. And so how do we have to respond back to these unlawful people? You know, and so that's what we have to do. And putting together these groups, there's a good phone.
Yeah. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, we're on air.
Okay.
I got Ed here.
Hello, Ed.
Hello. So anyhow, we were just touching some of the bases, and I guess we could hit, if you want to hit some of the ideas that you had, because we're going through the structure of what we're doing on the cases and our education to put some of it together, so this way we can start not only helping others, but helps ourselves, and this way we can educate others as we're educating ourselves. And so for those who don't know some of the situation between me and Laura, I'm a witness for the police department committing piracy and attacks on her and her family, and I'm a witness to what they've gone on. So they've attacking a witness and trying to keep everything covered up for their own personal and financial gain, because they know that they have personally committed the crimes that they have committed against this lady and her family. And this is what we have to start doing in the community, is that men, be men for once. Start being men. Quit being eunuchs. We're so desensitized today. It's sad. Yeah, it's
yes.
Really sad that we're so desensitized today and not being real men defending, the women in our town and what's going on. And when these guy perpetrators start coming up to people's homes and stuff.
Being gentlemen.
And the guys are raiding people. I mean, they're raiding farms because people are growing food. They're throwing people in jail for collecting rainwater. Come on, folks. We have to stand up. We can't sit there and act and pray for this fantasy world that somebody else is going to come to the rescue. That's in movies.
Oh, yes.
So you want
yes.
to add something on here, Laura? I want to get in on a couple things that we're going here, so. We were talking about earlier, so.
Oh, did you want to say something there?
No, I'll let you go in at this point, because what we're dealing with this case and what they've attacked me on, and so I've got the letter up, and I think, I don't know, is there a file site on this thing? Because if there is, I'll put the file up.
What
you filed? Yeah, I'll put it up on the link here is what I was thinking, if there's a link on the page. They had to restart the computer because it went down on me. So, let me
what we're experiencing is like a chain reaction of negative, because we're asking questions and we're questioning their authority and questioning why they think they can do some of the things that we all know they can't do to us. And so it's that we're going through like a chain reaction of attacks, and they've made it very clear where they think that we should be, and we don't agree, so we're kind of being, what is it, rebellious, I guess? It's not rebellious, it's fighting back.
No, we're not being rebellious. They're telling us that they want us to live in their fashion of the way they wrote a book. Well, God didn't give us a book.
Right.
No, man gave us a book. God
right.
didn't.
So Ed's being attacked because he came out of his house and was protecting me out on the street, and the judge wants to act like a psychiatrist and a judge and all sorts of things all in one, which he doesn't have authority to do, and so they're not listening to Ed. He waived his rights, the attorney idea, and the judge says, well, I don't think that you're competent to make that decision, and just being absolutely obnoxious. But they're all getting scared now. Ed has filed a very important document with several offices, and he actually got a reaction from one of the offices, the judicial branch. They actually had a hearing on December 13th, but it was interesting, the response that they sent him, and so he'll be addressing that. They're saying, well, you know, you really didn't provide enough evidence. Well, what more evidence do you need when you can prove somebody's not adhering to the Constitution?
And their job description.
And their job description, and are actually, you know, committing crimes against the people. How much evidence do you need? And so they're not listening to us. So we're now going to pull together as a community and go after them and remove these people from their offices and claim these positions, because right now they're a de facto government with, of non-jurisdiction, and they're all incorporated, and they're all not, and they're all not properly, they don't have their credentials, as we have established recently, and this past year we've been demanding some of their required credentials, such as, I don't know, you know, an oath, like from the judge who on October 28th decided to run out of the courtroom after saying that he didn't have one properly recorded on public record and then chose not to have any more discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, Ed, Laura.
Uh-huh.
I brought Kyler up on, Kyler Davenport of Kyler Davenport Live, and, Kyler Davenport of all kinds of different stations. Hi, Kyler. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here. Good to be here, Ed. Nice to hear
you. Hey, good to talk to you again, my friend.
Yes, sir. I got your communiques. I appreciate you sending those to me. I'm going to look them over. I'm very interested in all that you're doing. You and I have had our many disagreements over the months, but I really give you kudos for what you're doing, man. And we're behind you out here, and I will look at that stuff, too.
Do you want to tell him what you told me earlier today, Kyler?
About which part?
about being investigated and followed?
He knows. Ed knows that he knows, you know, probably as much as I do about the new investigative division that's been set up to go after all the sovereigns. And the he knows. We've discussed the situation with the cop killers who are sovereign freemen, so-called, you know, wannabe sovereigns. We've talked about the skinheads, and, you know, we've talked about the authorities mixing up skinheads with freemen, with sovereigns. So the cops are just now really studying this. They're just now really setting up a unit for this, a specialized unit for this around the United States of America. And, of course, they are going after sovereigns. Now, if you have a sovereign bumper sticker, if you have a Freeman bumper sticker, or any of the other things which I'll be posting over the next couple of weeks, you're putting your family in jeopardy, you're putting your children in jeopardy, you're putting your friends in jeopardy, and you're putting your coworkers in jeopardy. So every sovereign needs to be very fully aware of this, and I know Ed's very fully aware of this. And I know that Ed kind of stays to himself because he doesn't want to put other people in jeopardy. So I know he's going through a lot of hell right now with the law enforcement. So, you know, it's definitely good to get the word out tonight to all the wannabe sovereigns who go up to the court and don't know what the hell they're doing. You know, they need to talk to Ed. They need to talk to somebody that's got some sense. You don't just want to go into court. Well, first of all, you don't want to go to court. That's the number one rule.
That's second the whole point. You shouldn't go to court for anything that is not a personal property damage. Go ahead.
And the second point is, if you do go to court, make sure that you're not just a smart ass with a couple of Googles under your belt. Make sure you've talked to somebody like Ed, and make sure that you know what the hell you're doing. Make sure that you know exactly what your case is, and make sure you know how to state it, and make sure you know all the common language. And not very many people know that. So that's my, you know, I'll shut up here and back off and listen to y'all for a while. But that's...
No, go ahead. I want to hear a little bit more on that one, because that is the one point, is that people don't read before they go in. They assume. And at least if you don't read the law, read the Constitution so you at least know one thing.
Yeah, and you've got these kids out here that don't know Ed Johnson, and you've got these kids out here with these groups I've been looking at, you know, that are teaching people all the wrong ways to do this. You know, it's like when I go in there, they just run me off, and they probably run Ed off too. It's like they don't want to talk to me because I'm older and I've got sense and I've been through some of this stuff, and I study and I research like Ed does. And you know, they're telling people, just throw your driver's license in the trash, you know, mail your birth certificate to Santa Claus, and, you know, we'll just all hold hands and go down there and sing Kumbaya to the courthouse, and they'll let us go. we're common people, you know. I'm like, God, you guys are nuts, man. You need to approach this as a scholar would approach a something, you know. You've got to research this. You've got to sit down and take the time, which is what society doesn't want to do today. You know, we've been programmed not to spend any time on anything, you know. Get in, get out, hurry up, you know, hurry out. And so people don't want to take the time to study the original common law, the original natural law, the original natural law, you know, which is inborn in all of us, ingrained in all of us. It's ingrained in our DNA, our very DNA structure. The very rhythm of the universe is based on this law. And so I just, that's if I could say anything tonight, that's what I wanted to say.
Well, I appreciate that. And so I was like, the one point I want to jump back to where Laura was originally getting into, like what I did with the going after the judges, filing on the judges with the Judicial Fitness Committee. And then they're telling us that basically the Judicial Fitness Committee has no authority over these public servants. So what is the purpose of having this agency? That's like the Ethics Committee. We have that in the state of Oregon. And if elected public employees violate their ethics, this is where they're supposed to go pull their licensing and even put them in jail. Now all of a sudden they're saying that they have no lawful authority to do this and they don't want to be involved. Well, in Oregon, it was passed in 1974. The other committee has lawful authority to put these people even in jail. And now they don't want to do it. So my attitude is, you know, when some people don't like it, my attitude is end the department 100% completely. There's no point to have the appointment. You know, I know some people say, well, we can put these people back in and put the right people in, and we can do this to save it. There's no point of saving it. End it. No crime, no victim, no victim, no crime. It's that simple. We could eliminate half of our alleged taxes and deaths within the first year by just eliminating the statute codes for all those who are not lawful.
Yeah, and the other big problem, Ed, is, and you can elaborate on this, Ed, not all of these people are ignorant and stupid and mean, you know, in court. The clerk is your best friend. I mean, the clerk, if you do have to go to court, it's not the judge. The judge doesn't have any power at all. The judge is powerless. Without the clerk, the judge is not, he's invisible, you know. And so if you get involved with a clerk, if you have to go to court, the clerk is the one you want to concentrate on because they're the chief officer of the court. Without them, there is no court, period. And so that's your first hurdle. Don't piss the clerk off, okay? If you have to go to court on anything, traffic ticket, doesn't matter what it is, make friends with the clerk. You piss the clerk off and you're screwed. They don't have to pass anything to the judge. They don't have to certify anything. They can hold it up. They can whisper to the judge a couple of words and you're screwed. So don't
I'm sorry, but I have to disagree with that because
well, good. That's what this country is about, is disagreeing. But I'm talking to you as somebody from Yale Law has stated this many, many times, who's now on the circuit.
I know Yale Law, but let her finish her point there for a minute, and then we'll get back to yours. Hang on a minute.
Go ahead.
So go ahead.
They have a duty, and with that duty comes requirements, and if they choose not to do their duty, then they're facing criminal charges. And it's
here's the deal. Here's the deal. Look, you've got an attitude, number one, okay? And when you go into court, if you have to go into court, you want to go in there as calm and cool and intellectual and professional as possible and well-versed, okay? You're young.
Well,
how old are you?
You know? Go ahead, but to a degree, because their position is not judgmental.
You want to go in there very professional, and you want to handle yourself in a very professional way. You don't want to handle yourself.
Well, the court is not supposed to be in a realm of a professional structure, because the average person who goes to the court is being forced into a program or a structure against their will. So that's the frustration, because until the elected and public service earn their respect, they're not entitled to respect. They've already failed their duties. They've already failed in their line of employment.
It doesn't matter. You know, common respect is due all of us to do no harm. Our number one objective as a sovereign or a common law person or a person standing on Gaia or frequency is do no harm or injury. And that means all the time, unless you're faced with a situation where you have to take care of your life, as I have so many times. I've walked in the blood and guts, so I don't want some young people out there telling me, you know, how to do things in court. I've studied this. I know what to do. I don't study this issue to the point where I lecture on it, but I have. But you want to have respect. You want to have respect no matter what, because the more stupid you act to the clerk or anyone else at the court, a police, a constable, or anyone else, it's going to hurt you, and it's going to set you back a million miles, and you're stupid, and you're going to end up with a warrant out for your arrest. You're going to end up in trouble. You're going to end up tasered. You're going to end up arrested, and you're not going to do the community a bit of good if you're running around as a wannabe sovereign with warrants out for your arrest and all of your property taken and all of your kids beat up and put in CPS. They're going to get you.
Yeah, the point is, The point is, Ed and Laura, a lot of police, as you know, don't really care what our rights are. A lot of feds
don't really care. Good, Steve. And that was my other issue, is Ed can verify this. Not all police officers, matter of fact, probably 98.8% of them have no idea what the hell we're talking about here. No idea at all.
None whatsoever.
This is foreign to them.
Yep.
And judges are the same way. They're foreign to them. I've dealt with judges all my life, grew up with them. So, you know, they have no clue what we're talking about here. So,
in my community, I have a dispute over that one. I've lived here 20 years. And I've been vocal all the way through the Oregon State Senate House and the Senate hearings on it and in the media over it for 20 years. So in Oregon, I'd say, but a lot of them don't know when they go through the initial training for public safety and that.
Right.
But when they get their public safety, then they get in the neck that, okay, we have to sit together, because if we don't put our backs together and screw the people, because we can't screw each other because we're a family now. We have to take care of it. And I grew up in the public employees union, and I know exactly how they sit there and do this trick and get people coveted in, and then they misguide the general public on it. And
you've also got to understand, too, that the police are not there to protect and serve anymore. That would be a wonderful thing. But, you know, I talked to Ed and I've talked about the old days, you know, when the cops went home with us.
That was the thing. Now, today, they are working for the mayor and the city council to collect money from you to pay off their debts and loans.
Well, it's a bunch of guys running around with full of testosterone with a big gun, big badge, you know, and a penal complex, and they're wanting to just make arrest and be the big shots on the block, and that's not what it's all about. That's
big
never
gun?
What our system was all about. You
big
know?
Big gun, big badge, and little brain.
Yeah, and they, you know, if you make above a 70 on the IQ test, they send you home. You know, they won't even hire you. No, that's the truth.
I know it is. I know it is. There's that one lawsuit out there a year or so back. The guy sued out there out east somewhere because he had over 100 IQ, and they told him to go home. He was too smart.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing is, if you've ever studied communications, you know, I'm 57 years old, I do have a college degree, and I'm getting my PhD in sociology. If you've ever studied communications, you know that the understanding in this quantum universe, the understanding is in the mind of the receiver, not the transmitter. So it doesn't matter what you say if you're not creating understanding in the other person. And we don't want to get into the semantics of understanding yet. I know what you're already thinking. Let's just use the word understanding. But if you don't create understanding, full understanding and comprehension in the other person, the receiver of your information, you're going absolutely nowhere. And so that's what Ed's trying to do. He's trying to create understanding in this particular realm of law. And it's very difficult to do because you've got all of these other people that have grown up in another paradigm, completely another universe. And it's like an alien being coming from Venus and landing on Mars. You know, it's like, hey, what do you guys do? Well, this is what we do. Well, we don't do it this way.
Yeah, people have to be.
We're going to zap you with our ray gun. You know, we don't like you.
People have to be taught in their homes, and
yes.
You know, people have to be given presentations in their homes or in restaurants or little town halls or libraries, or, you know, they have to be talked to face to face.
And Ed can tell you how nervous everybody gets when that starts happening.
Sure.
Oh my God, these cops are squirming in their britches. You know, they don't want They don't want citizens standing up. They don't want people having personal power. They don't want you to be able to think for yourself.
No.
They don't want you to travel by the rules and regulations of the original Constitution back when we were a democratic republic, if anybody can remember that. They don't want us to do that. So,
we're not a democracy.
Right. I know that we're not now, but we used to be, and we slowly.
We never were a democracy in this country. The only way we got democracy is with the 1933 Banking Act.
Yeah.
And the House and the 1871 de facto government is the democracy. We never had it prior to that. It's always been a republic.
Yeah. But we did start having a two-party system here a while back, just a few seconds ago, really. If you look at geological time, but people have to be educated. That's the main thing. And this is so foreign to people in the mainstream. This is so foreign to people. Ed's a terrorist. He's a crazy, insane, upside down, twisted, perverted old man with crazy ideas who needs to take his medication.
Yeah.
That's the way the mainstream looks at
us. That's all it takes. That's all it takes is for somebody on a TV screen to say that little phrase or say them words.
That's it. And
people
all
believe
it. Do is make Ed look bad and say, well, this guy's crazy. He's insane. He's a nut, man. This guy, he'll kill you.
And all they got to do is put up that video. And all they got to do is put up that video of that young man, wherever that was, that shot them two cops and killed them.
Yeah,
right?
And the mainstream PTA moms lock their kids up in the car and hide and call their husband and say, Ed Johnson's here. Oh, my God, hide the kids. That crazy man's here, you know.
I know that's a little
for the example, but
that's a little bit over
well,
the top,
true,
there,
you know?
Yeah.
They try to build you up as a criminal. They
sure.
want your name on the 10 most wanted up at the post office.
That's right. That's called
stereotype. I'm well aware of that. I'm sort of living that right now today with the conflicts I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, because I spoke out, and like I said, when I defended my neighbors, not on more than one account. You know, and because of democracy, as the alleged two-party system, as someone acclaimed, because we're not a two-party system, we're a one-party system, but
well,
people are so easily twisted that they will go on a trend to think something else is better than what they have. And because most people don't even know what it's like to go out fishing, skinning an elk, skinning a deer. You know, they were so reliant on a grocery store or somebody else to create their food for them, then that's where we're living. I want to jump back off to Laura here for a minute to finish on her comment on this real quick, and then we'll get back to you in a minute, okay, Davenport?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So, I'm supposed to finish my comment. Where did I leave off? Because my head's spinning.
Well, we were dealing with when I came out and spoke on your behalf. And by the way, you can type in Ed Johnson for Sheriff on YouTube. You can watch my video. I did claim their stocks and bonds and assets. I filed on their stocks and bonds. Not only that, I filed on the property taxes for them to prove property taxes. They never responded, so I did file a default on it. So, and then I have to file a summary judgment eventually and get that sent in, so that way my assets and property are off the tax rolls. And these are the one things that we have to do is educate each other how to take ourselves off these rolls and not be participant, because they believe that if you have a birth certificate, they own you. You're a servant to them. They're to make a living off of that stock and bond. You know, and that's where Davenport's coming with the sovereignty, and I understand what he's saying on that, but it's a shame where we're supposed to be afraid to be saying that we're sovereign in our own country. You know, we're supposed to not be proud to be an American, and today American is not even the definition. I mean, we have an illegal man that is claiming he's president of this country when technically he's the president of a corporation. And the only reason why the courts have allowed him to get away with things so far is that the way the courts have been going, because they're standing up in the corporation manner instead of constitutional. And that's what I said. You got to understand both difference of corporation and constitution. And commerce was not put on this soil, on American soil, maritime law. Maritime law is ocean. That's waterways. That's not accessible waterway in land, that is waterway in the ocean, in territories in the ocean. So, well, I want Laura to finish up on her point on that one before I get back off on another deal. So, did you get your thought back?
Well, no, because you just went on another rant and rave. But I think that what you said is really important, but it also contradicts what Keller Davenport just said, because they do want you to be afraid, but it sounds like what Keller Davenport said is that you should be afraid, because if you don't know what you're doing, that they will hurt you. The cops don't know what they're talking about, and these judges don't care, and they'll throw you in jail. And
they will.
And so it sounds, yeah, well, that's feeding on propaganda, because they're afraid of me. They're running. They're afraid of me, Ed, and my husband, and five of them are all leaving because they know they're in trouble.
Yeah, they're bailing ship out of the whole county. The district attorney resigned because of us, okay? And we've got more going on, and when I filed,
like
I got more.
I'd like to have some of those folks on the air. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. I want to have some of those folks on the air and talk about why they might have left or why they might have been thinking about leaving, or I'd like to come there and do a personal interview and track them down. You know, I'm an investigative reporter, have been for 20 years. I'd like to track some of them down. What we need to do
is get the truth out of them, because I got tape recordings of the truth out of them. And it would be nice to air some of the conversations I have with some of these senators and congressmen. And I do have some of them on YouTube as well. But that is the point, you know. Some of them don't know, and then some of them do know, and then they cover up for the criminals on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you,
you
can
know,
just,
so this is the point where we got to start in our neighborhoods, start saying, well, we know that this elected public servant is corrupt, all right? We don't sit there and keep giving them a chance and all this stuff. We've got to take back the local government, make sure they're fired. And if we have to get physical with them, then we have to get physical with them. We have to start living in reality instead of this fantasy, you know, touchy-feely, neutered society that we're living in. And believe me, most men today are more neutered than they even realize.
That's right. They're just other men and women. They have no superpowers. They're just men and women. And they know that they have a duty to do their job. And if they don't do it, that there are remedy. There is remedy for the people that they're hurting, and they're hurting a lot of people. And so now I'm about to put on a presentation, and I'm about to have an election in my community, and I'm about to take back our courts.
And this is what we've got to do, and this is what we're putting together. And it's not a program that we want to put together for the general public. What it is an educational structure. This is what your child should know when he's 14, 15 years old, should know it by heart. He shouldn't know Disneyland TV. He shouldn't know comic books. He should live in reality and know how to plant tomatoes and know what happens when the tomato plant is planted and know how the food is raised. Like I mentioned earlier, it'd be great if you got aquaponics started at your homes. Let the kids start working on that. You'll be amazed. You know, there's a lot of things we can do, but we have to start doing it and educating the children so that way they turn off the TV, get them up doing something instead of sitting there in front of the TV. I mean, how many kids do we all know that sit in front of a TV?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Laura. Sorry.
And stop being afraid. Like, you know, if you've got a bumper sticker that you want to put on your truck or car, then do it. I put a constructive notice in the newspaper and made where I stand very clear.
Mm-hmm. And I do it because I got bumper stickers on my deal. When Department of Oregon, Department of Fish and Wildlife, 2004, closed the Oregon Coast fishing down. I was out fishing on the ocean saying, screw you people. And I put a bumper sticker out, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, the Grinch, the real Grinch who stole Christmas. And that was all over the state of Oregon, the headlines and stuff. And we can't be afraid. We've got to start standing up. We can't let intimidation, you know, do that, because if we're doing that to ourselves, what is it doing to the children? We have to start thinking about what the actions and reactions are having the effect on the children. Look at the children today. You know, they don't want to be involved. They don't care about anything, you know, if it ain't a TV prop. I mean, you know, they're not living in real reality. They're living by TV commercials in Disneyland. So when do we start saying enough is enough? You know, and that is up to us. We have to start doing this. Nobody else is going to do it. So So we have to start being adults, because our parents, believe me, I mean, I know a lot of parents that claim they're responsible, but believe me, I never met very few responsible parents I've met, and one of them is Lauren Chris. Most parents are not really responsible for their children. You know, they don't take the time. They put them in school. They're too busy with their lives. They don't have time for their children. And then when it comes time to spend time with their children, they don't spend time with their children. They're sitting there doing something else. And the one thing is that, you know, you see these parents who are taking the time with their children, spending the times with them and taking them out, you know. And just because, and I have to hit on this one, because everybody's into the me society or keeping up with the Jones attitude, you know, and to me that's a waste of energy, but so many people are in a Jones mentality. When you're in that mentality, that's why we have the corrupt people we got. These people think that they're going to go into law enforcement to make a living of riches. You know, it wasn't going into law enforcement to protect and serve. When I was going into it back in the 80s, it was to protect and serve. It wasn't sitting there that, oh, I could sit there and rape, rob, and pillage, and how much I could get on piracy that I could commit. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Laura. I know I got off on another tangent there.
You have a tendency to do that.
Yeah, I know, but sometimes you got to slap a little harder.
I'll hang up on him, Laura.
Do you have a mute button?
No, no, the hang up.
You know, I think that it's really important that, you know, that there's so many groups out there that are teaching all these different things, and I don't necessarily agree that they're all wrong in what they're teaching. I think that it's important to have a comprehension of what kind of information they're trying to share with you. But I think it's important that all these groups that obviously know there's something wrong come together and kind of come to some kind of consensus and join forces and put an end to it so we can all get on with our lives instead of, you know, degrading these other groups and saying that, you know, what they have to say isn't important, and talking bad about them. We should call them up and reach out to them and say, hey, look, let's all come together here.
Well, and the one point, too, I'd like to add to that one is that instead of getting into name-calling and the religious stuff, because, I mean, religion to me is, that's a personal deal. You know, so everybody's got their opinion, and no religion is right or wrong, okay? I mean, it depends on what your religious beliefs are. That's your belief. So the way it has to come down to, on an even playing field, says simple, no victim, no crime, okay? And if there's a victim, then that has to go in the remedy, and we have to look at those need to be looked in before it even needs to even go into a court matter. Because most of the stuff doesn't even need to go into court matter. It can be resolved before it even got to that stage. But we have to quit, you know, arguing about whose religion is this and, you know, who's got this opinion. Oh, my God. Oh, the mothers are killing their children. Well, mothers have to live with that, folks. Grow up. It's the woman's body. Let her live with her decision. Because all those people who claim that they believe in God, claim that they believe in Jesus, claim they believe in the Bible, well, if God is supposed to deal with that on Judgment Day, isn't that God's duty, not ours, to be judgmental? So no victim, no crime. That way we can alleviate a lot of arguments and frustration among people, and let's get to the root of the problem. The Constitution says, you know, the Second Amendment shall not be infringed. It's that simple. So we just go by what the structure is. We don't need to be arguing on the other stuff because it really doesn't matter. It's a personal choice.
Better yet, just get out of that mentality of thinking that you can make a decision over somebody else. You don't have that authority. Get that out of your mind.
Well, and the other point, too, is, I mean, I know a lot of the gurus that have been out on the Internet for years. I've been in this ring for at least 25, 30 years. And the thing that gets to me, so many's out there, you know, making money off of the structure, you know, and that's not the gurus out there that say, oh, they can win this case hands down. Well, prove it to me. And if you have the right case, well, then when the wins and the financial income comes in, all right, then you go make amends to that person. That's what amends is. Learn what the Bible says about amends. All right? You know, it doesn't mean that, you know, a victim, you know, I mean, when you help somebody out, you can make amends another way. So there's a way to keep the mind open in this process. Go ahead, Laura.
I'm just curious when we're going to start talking about, we're going to have a presentation on the process of the common law grand jury.
And
we're going to have an election on it. I'm going to get a room, hopefully the auditorium at the community college over here. And it's being done all over the nation. I don't know how many people have heard of National Liberty Alliance, but they have an awesome website with a lot of awesome information. And they've had a lot of success. And it's only a matter of time. I mean, days.
Who's associated with that, Laura?
Huh?
Who's associated? I've heard of National Liberty Alliance. Who's associated with that?
John Darash is...
John Darash? Okay.
Yeah, is the name that's going around. I'm in touch with a man named Joaquin from Florida who has... He's doing great. Him and Hagen out of Florida are doing phenomenal. Well, I'm in touch with...
John Darash, he's the one that wants to get the grand juries back, right?
Right.
Yeah, but he the way I understand it, he wants to get registered voters to be on the grand juries, and that's just an oxymoron there.
That we have a disagreement with on that point. But go ahead, Laura.
I haven't heard
that. I brought up the discussion with him about, you know, being a registered voter, and that, you know, that you don't, you shouldn't be a registered voter.
No.
You might as well just be registered. I've brought up that subject, and he's not interested in talking about it. His, is to my understanding, and I don't want to, I'm not quoting him, but it's my understanding that it's neither here nor there. It's a bunch of men and women that are coming together and taking back our courts because there's a lot of corruption in our courts. And once we start there, it can spread. And when it comes to being a registered voter, I haven't heard him saying that you've got to be a registered voter.
Well, I think he did it right on my show, but I'm not positive. I had him on one time.
Yeah, I think he does go about the registered voter stuff. And to me, that's wrong because you're admitting to going into the democracy of the system, because voting does not is registration. Even when I started voting, we had to go show our ID and sign in to vote on a hard card. It wasn't mailed in for fraud like they do today, so they get away with the fraud that they're getting away with. It has to be where you have to go in and sign for it. And that's where registered voters, to me, I have the difficulties with that because I am not a registered voter. I have pulled my registration numerous times over the years, and I ran for office, so they put me back in when I have run for office, but I still rescind my deal because I'm not going to be a registered voter, because if you're a registered voter, you give your authority, lawful authority, over to the county commissioners, the Senate, and the House. And if you look at the definition of constituent, means you give your authority over to that person because you're incompetent, and you are not responsible, and you're not a responsible person.
Yes, that's
so
right.
So you're giving over your authority to that person.
That's right.
That's the same argument of having a birth certificate and a Social Security card. And it's
right.
Not important, because anybody with any common sense knows that a contract that fails to provide full disclosure is null and void. People didn't know
what they were
getting into. So technically it doesn't matter, but I have not heard...
Yes.
John Darash say anything about having to be a registered voter. He's not calling on all registered voters. He's calling on all men and women, who are willing to put in time to learn and are willing to put in their due diligence to take back our courts.
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
I do understand that, yes. And the sheriff and the local notary public has more power than what any police officer ever dreamed of having.
I just heard today, Nick Finch from Florida, a sheriff from Florida.
Nick Finch, yeah.
he's all for what they're doing in Florida.
He's the one that lost his job, isn't he?
Right. He got it back.
Did he?
He's been reinstated. Yep. He was released from jail, and he got his job back, and the people supported him.
Yeah, do you know...
He's supporting the people.
Do you know Eric Harrell got his job back there in Florida, too, North Miami. Do you know of that case?
I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, I had him on about a month or so back. He's the black police officer that got one of those V for Vendetta mask and went out and did a protest. And the police arrested him. Yeah, he ended up getting his job back, and the charges were dropped
because get him and you get Nick Finch,
all the media coverage,
and you get them all to come up with some kind of consensus, and you get the common law grand jury, and then it spreads like wildfire, and it's over.
Yes, it is. Yes, things can steamroll. We just need tiny victories to amass into bigger victories. That's all it takes.
Oh, it's coming. It's absolutely coming. They're all afraid. They're all talking. They all have a hotline. On this phone right here talking about, you know, what they're doing to us. I'm sure they all have a hotline themselves, and they're talking about what we're about to do to them.
Yeah.
And so their day is coming, and they know it's coming.
Yes, I did a show about 4.5 hours ago. He's a whistleblower from Southern California, actually Northern California there, but he was talking about a subject that didn't want to get talked upon, and they sent him a text right during midair that said, "Get off that subject right now."
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, and then pretty soon we're gonna have to start talking about the birds and the bees or flowers or something, because we're not going to have this subject to complain about anymore.
I would love to work myself out of this is a hobby. It's not a job. I mean, it is a job, but it's not, if you know what I'm saying. We're not getting paid for this.
We'll all come on here and we'll talk about new great ideas on how to grow our food within our township.
Laura, do you remember when you used to look up in the sky and there was a haze? Now it's blue?
Yeah.
Well, we'll all come on here in like a year from now, and we'll be talking about how our goats aren't giving us milk today or something like that, instead of, you know, what these public servants are doing to us.
Well, I think it's going
to
take more than a year.
In Oregon State. And anybody that's interested in calling me, if anybody from Oregon is interested, my name and my phone number is on that National Liberty Alliance website. I think it's nationallibertyalliance.org, I think. And my name and my number is on there. And if people from Oregon are listening to this, call me, because I'm going to do this in about 2 to 3 weeks. And then I'm going to start going over to these neighboring counties, and I'm going to start doing it in your counties. And I'm pretty soon I'm going to be done with Oregon. And then everybody's going to all come together, and we're going to come on talks like this, and we're going to figure out how to start indicting some of these people who've really hurt us. Let's do this.
See, this is what we have to do, folks, and that's you. We all have to start getting off our butt and start being responsible, because these people do not care about you. They don't care about your children, and they don't care about themselves. Most of them really don't care about themselves. And it's sad. I mean, I grew up in the public employees union. I've seen how these people backstab, play things amongst each other, and then whine and cry, and then say it's the public. I mean, I remember when, was it, the 70s, because, you know, you never needed building permits, and I proved that in the city of Toledo. You don't need a building permit, because I built my house without a building permit. And they were upset because they had to give me back my money because I filed on them. And everybody's going, "Oh, Johnson, you're crazy, you're crazy. This is the law, this is the law." And I said, "No, this is the law." And then I got up the next morning. They called me up and said my check was waiting for me, and they were so apologetic. You know, I just put the National Liberty Alliance up on the Facebook site here in Oregon Trackers on Stephen's Robert's Live page, so that way you can see it. But the bottom line is that we do have elected and public servants who honestly don't know because of the way Keller Davenport was saying earlier, the way that they were brought up. You got to remember, we were all brought up and educated certain ways. A lot of us were brought up and stuck in front of a TV set. That was the babysitter. Some of us didn't even have TV. Some of us went out and worked for a living, you know, paid the bills, you know, because, you know, our parents weren't there for us in any other way, so we had to pay our own way through life, get our own clothes, our own school stuff, you know. And then we got people saying, oh, that's tough on a kid. No, sorry, I lived that. It wasn't tough, and it gave me more ways to get away, and it taught me what freedom was about instead of being more enslavement or entrapment. You know, it's opening thy minds up that we have to do. We have to stand up. What Laura was talking about on her direction here, these are the directions that we have to start putting in. And the constituents in the district, and not constituents, where am I going with this, Laura? You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is like, I might be able to, yeah, they're coming after me. They're not happy with me, and I might be able to win my case. Or maybe they get it dismissed and it goes away. And that's like a Band-Aid compared to what they're doing to other people. And they will go after other people because this is how they make their money. And so people might be able to educate themselves to know what they need to say in the courtrooms. And they might, you know, they might be confident and have the correct wording and stuff. But the point is it's time for it to stop. And so if you don't have the time to do all this homework and put all these hours in to reading all this material that people like Ed pump out on a regular basis, you know, I've been reading for hours ever since I started talking to Ed. Oh, my gosh. And so nobody who lives like that, who spends nights where they don't, you know, sleep because they're educating themselves. Well, I believe in the KISS system. And it's keep it simple, silly, is what I like to call it. And you don't have to know all the appropriate words. You don't have to know how to take a stand in front of the judge. The point is the judge shouldn't be hurting you, and if he is, he needs to be addressed.
So and that's correct. His employment is to protect you. That's his original employment. You're not supposed to go in front of the judge. Because let's say if somebody's mentally retarded, they don't need to have a counselor or the bullshit that they come up with job employment crap to write off on taxes. The judge is supposed to handle it in a diplomatic point of view, responsible, and his job is to protect that person, that individual, the disabled. Today, they look at the disabled, and I know this personally. Oh, it's a money thing. We don't care about the disabled. And let me tell you, I spent a lot of time at the house. I'd say 50% easy. 50% of the people up at the Oregon State Capitol don't care about the disabled whatsoever. All they care about is how much they're able to suck off of that tit, you know, from the statistics they bring in, you know, because they write these statistics plans. I've done it myself. I've had my own statistics put in where the head of agencies yelled and screamed at the Capital because I'm not a registered and I don't have a business license and I don't have this degree or that qualification. And sorry, dude, if you ever read the structure, you know, anybody could write up a statistic and put it in. It's like, you know, when you write up your employment for these people, you're writing up a job description. And so what do? They cut you a piece of paper that says it has this amount of alleged dollar value on it. So, and you think that's real money, so, you know, we're using somebody else's debt notes, and they're making 3.9% every time it transfers, no matter if it's in the house or not. So they're still making their money.
Yes, they are.
And this is where Laura's got the point. This is where it's got to stop. Go ahead.
No. I totally get, like I said earlier in the show, and what Laura's been saying, we need face-to-face talks with people. Because people, you know, people with the face-to-face interactions is a lot easier to understand and comprehend material. I mean, It might be a little difficult with you, Ed, because you talk about 300 miles an hour, but, you know, if...
That's why I'm here. I speak for Ed. That's why I'm here.
somebody will show things and show correlations and, you know, show that these laws are illegal in that. Kyler, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, good. I was going to say, I hope we didn't lose you.
Just kind of kicking back and listening, are you?
Yeah, I'm taking it all in.
Well, you know, they have a lot of good concepts, like all the the people in Europe do, too.
Concepts don't make for a revolution, and
no?
It's going to take, you know, we live in a country that's majority rule, whether it's anarchist or sovereignty or whether it's freemen or whether it's anything else. It's just getting water at the well. We live in a majority rule, and we have to test these cases, and so far I haven't seen any major test cases. I've set precedents in several courts in around the country, and we have to have a good test case times 100
right.
with this type of situation in order to bring it to the public, and then you've got to develop a strategy to be able to bring the majority of people together. And then you've got to branch out and do your homework and create maybe a third party of some type, which has not been recognized in our Congress ever. You know, Ross Perot was one of the first people to do a swing vote and bring his little graphs and charts up to bring a third party even into existence where people would even be conscious of it. Most people don't trust a third party because they're not used to it because of their current paradigm and their current way of thinking. So it's going to take a majority. Yeah, it's going to take a majority, and it's going to take more than a few people going to court and getting warrants out for their arrest and doing little mini test cases in backwoods municipalities. It's going to take a majority, and it's going to take people like Ed times 1,000 going out and getting into the mainstream, talking at the libraries, putting their head on the chopping block, and going out and trying to convince the public of this. If you don't convince the public of this, you're just wasting your damn time. You're not going to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to disagree with you again. It takes 3% of the population to change the world. So
yeah, but look, those are ideologies, kiddo. Okay, those are just ideologies. You're dreaming. You know, you've actually got to put that into action. You've got to put a plan together. You've got to build a mission statement. You've got to build an organizational
structure.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing. Yeah.
And you've got to bring people together and target your individuals that are going to be in key positions that are going to be able to help you with your cause, or otherwise you're just pissing in the wind.
That's not the first time you called me kiddo. I've had a talk with you before. I'm not a kid, thank you.
I call everybody kiddo.
There you go, Kyler.
I know, we've had this talk before. I came on your talk before. Do you remember talking to me?
Yeah, but you've got to have a majority, and you've got to get out there
I
and find it.
I go by participation. I don't go by a majority, and that concept...
Majority don't rule. That's the one thing. We're not in a democracy society.
Well, the majority rules whether you're in a democracy or not. The majority is going to rule one way or the other.
What you're pretty much saying is that I need to prepare for war, because if what I have to say doesn't matter, then I should just fight back violently.
Right. If the majority of citizens think that what you say doesn't matter and they're swinging toward the court, the popular opinion, yes, you're right. What you're saying doesn't matter. Until it does matter, it doesn't matter. And at the present time, it doesn't matter. So you're going to have to convince the majority of citizens to stand up and go with you side by side, butt to butt, face to face, hand in hand, and say, enough is enough. We're changing the system. We really don't know what we're changing it to. We really don't have any competent leaders to run this thing, but we're going to change it anyway.
No. I can't say that. I threw my name into the run for sheriff, and I've been there. Okay,
yeah.
And I've been there where they attacked me because I was telling the truth. All right, and I know how the media is bought and controlled. The mainstream media is bought and controlled personally.
Of course they are.
So,
but you're one person, Ed. You're one person out of 3.8 billion.
I understand that.
And this, I'm talking about 3.8 billion that controls the international court, the globalist movement, and so forth, and NAFTA that we're going to. So you're fighting not only a United States Republic situation, a Democratic Republican situation.
American Trade Union,
liberal, conservative, Tea Party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. you're breaking into a big wall that's about 9,000 feet thick, and you're trying to get through it with a toothpick right now. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But, you know, mountains have been moved before. So, it's going to take time for people to get the knowledge, and it's going to take time for people to have the faith in not only themselves first. This is the point, people got to have the faith in themselves. You know, and most of the faith in people ain't even there because they've had it beat out of them from going to school. They got it beat out of them from the TV programs, you know. So we're so conditioned by propaganda by the mainstream TV.
Well, most people don't feel like they're beat up.
I mean, everybody's sitting there too busy watching baseball and football when it really doesn't matter because football and baseball is all it is a commercial product. It has nothing to do. It's not a support program.
Yeah, they're happy. They're happy watching Dancing with the Stars and Wheel of Fortune. They're happy drinking their Budweiser, sitting on the couch on their fat butt eating popcorn. Switching the channels with the remote control, growing fatter and fatter and fatter. They're happy.
Yes,
they don't want you coming in telling them they're going to have to go to court and do this and do that.
They're going to have to go out on the field.
Well, they're going to have to fight. The other point is how are they going to eat here in the next 2 or 3 years?
They're not going to want to do that, Ed.
They don't
want to. Hang on.
Salmon in the river streams. Our river streams
Hang on. They're going to fight us, Ed. The people that Kyler's talking about, they're going to be the ones fighting us the worst.
Yes.
They're not going to go on the fields and pull that
hole.
Yeah,
they're going to come to my doorstep and want to get food out of my home. That's why I have the lawful right to protect my kingdom and to handle it any way I want without being interfered by any public employee or my neighbor.
Yeah. There's scientific studies out there that say that millions of Americans are just 17 days away from being cannibals.
Yeah, there are, and I know this.
17 days.
And I'm part of the ones that was going on up at the Capitol when I was the one that was preaching that when they were trying to do the oil drilling and all this stuff 10 years ago when I was telling everybody with the stuff that might be happening 10 years down the road. And everybody up at the Capitol, senators, congressmen are going, oh, Ed, come on, Fred, that ain't going to happen. We're not going to live this way. Now we are.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like I produced several programs that if we would have got them in, we would have a billion salmon right now in the river streams. All right? Not just in the ocean, in the river streams.
Right.
So we would have had food without going out and destroying and shooting and killing each other. You know, it's looking to the future. How do we prevent these things? But everybody says, oh, I need a job, so I need to be working at this place. So you don't need to have food to go out because if you don't pay food, you're not entitled to have life. You know, and that is the point our forefathers didn't want us to go back to that structure, going back to the way it was, paying the privilege to live. And right now, today, majority of the public pays the privilege to live. All right? And please, don't give me the Bible, because Jesus Christ and God didn't give us this thing to pay, and the root of all evil is money, not the love. The root of all evil is money. So we're living this structure because if you had a deer and elk and you had your food resources, you wouldn't have the problem. In 1924 was the act that went through in Congress that stated that they could not destroy the food resources so long as the rivers and streams they couldn't log. And if they logged, if there was no food in that area for 10 or more years, then they could put housing development. So
yes.
This is in the state of Oregon, like California. This is how they did it. They started raping the streams and ripping the streams apart so there was no fish in the stream. So, oh, I can put a cabin here now. Oh, I got my little sanctuary, but nobody else can be here. I mean, it's all of our rivers and streams. So we all have a right to enjoy our right to go feed ourselves and not making it a privilege. So we've got to start, you know, looking at it as either we're going to be cannibals, and we better start teaching our kids one way or the other to start being this way. And this is the other part of the zombie attitude where people talk about the zombies. Well, the zombie part, that has a lot to do with the psychological medication and with heart, man. It makes you wonder if they could trigger something off with heart that with all the psychological medication people are on, how could that trigger? I mean, those things are possible. They are real. Those studies were done by our own scientists on the soil here that the government funded, the elected public employees union funded through stocks and bonds. And we're supposed to be the owner of these stocks and bonds.
Yes, I know. I agree with a lot of things. It's just going to take a monumentous effort. Sacrifices. Lots and lots of sacrifices.
Well, we've already been doing lots and lots of sacrifices for the last 100 years on this planet. When do we start saying enough is enough and start protecting ourselves and our children?
Yeah, well, today has to be the day.
I was forced to throw my family on the street. I wasn't given a choice. I'm ready for a shootout at my house. This was 10 years ago. And right now I'm still living in this structure where they're still hunting me down because I've been filing the papers and proving this, that nobody's proved anything that I filed on property taxes, right to travel, even being a sovereign. Nobody's proved me wrong, you know, and I've got all this on record. So, you know, and I mean, I know this, even the FBI. I mean, I've dealt with them on my sovereign issue, and the marshals, and they all know me, okay? And we have a right to be sovereign. Sovereign is the king. He's a member of the King of the Kings, and that's what it says in the Bible, the head of the King of the Kings. I mean, you know, so that's where it gets to me, because the Bible, to me, is just another book like anything else is written when you look at it. So,
yeah,
you know,
but
people say, well, we have to live by the Bible, because this isn't the Bible, we're going to relive it.
Ed,
when do we get enough where we have to start saying enough is enough? Go ahead.
It's also the book that they run off of, too. The Bible is. No matter what. It is the book that they run their whole system off of.
The Bible is.
It doesn't matter what you believe, if you believe in God or not. It does not matter. They run their entire system off that book.
Mm-hmm. That's why when you go into court, you always ask for the Bible. When they give you the Bible and they start talking, and you say, what does it say that in here?
Yeah.
I will say.
And I've watched people do that and win.
Yeah.
I will
say. That's why they don't have the Bible in most of the courtrooms anymore.
Ed, and the atheists.
I will say.
Yeah, go ahead, Dad.
This is going to be as intense as the civil rights movement was in the 1950s, you know.
Or worse. No, this is going to be worse.
It's going to be much, much more intense. And, you know, these kids out there wanting to be sovereign, blah, 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 whatever. They need to look at the public officials, government institutions. I'm thinking, making some notes here while you were talking. You know, they've got to look at public opinion, mass media, interest groups, political parties, elections, social movements, constitutional rules, Declaration of Independence, society, economy, institutional system, and culture. And most kids don't even know how to spell Czechoslovakia, C-Z-A-C-H-O-S-L-O-V-A-K-I-A. Can't balance a checkbook if they had one. And they've run their credit cards up to no end, and so they're living with mommy and daddy, and they don't know how to dig a well or milk a cow or shear a sheep. So they're not going to do this. You know, they're just not going to do this. It's going to take a lot. And I'd say the civil rights
movement. They're going to take them either. They're not going to do it. They're going to starve or get shot. That's the future we're really looking right now.
I'm just being realistic. It's going to take the civil rights movement energy times 1,000 to do what you're asking. So good luck is all I can say is good luck, you know.
Well, I know, yeah, we're all on the same point.
Hold on, Ed. All I can say is either lead, follow, or get out of the way. What do you have to bring to the table? What's your solution? You just sound like this is all doomsday.
Don't worry about me. Just Google me or don't. I mean, I do my thing. I've got my networks. I've got my specialties and my gifts, and we're working with the homeless up here, over 60. We work with the veterans. I'm on the mental health board. We work with the mental health patients. I'm a PTSD patient myself. I've worked on several boards for battered women. We work undercover to rescue senior citizens who are abused and neglected. I've been an advocate at the state table in many, many states.
I'm still on the state board, too.
She's asking me what I'm doing, and I'm a musician. I've got a life, too. I'm an avid reader, writer, musician.
I mean, all you're doing is talking bad about these other people's groups.
I'm just being the devil's advocate and talking about reality.
Well, we have enough of the devil's advocates.
I can see this from way up above. You know, I worked for the World News. I've been behind the curtain of the New World Order.
I think that's where you put yourself is way up above, and I think it's an opinion.
Well, I didn't ask for your opinion, but I'm just saying you asked me what I'm doing. That's what we're doing. We work around the clock. We put about 18 hours a day in. We've put 48,000 hours into the station, and I'm a former EMT paramedic, did my service, walked in the blood and guts.
And you talk very highly of yourself, but what are you doing you talk about going into court and making
I'm not going into
what
court.
What are you doing from stopping the courts from hurting other people?
I'm working with a lot of cases right now, working with folks in court and out of court. So, you know, we do
so
our
you,
thing.
Are you putting these people out of these offices? Are you pulling them out, or are you just...
No. We're not pulling them out. You are.
Because somebody's got to pull and take out the corrupt people.
That's your area of expertise, kiddo. We're
you're
glad
addressing
you're out
these
there.
Cases. You're addressing these cases case by case. Why aren't you removing these corrupt public servants?
I'm saying we're doing our thing. You're doing your thing. It takes a gift. Everybody's got their gift.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, we got the gift, but we cannot be tolerant and allow the criminals to stay in there, allowing to say that, oh, they're out there to get a pat on the back, and it's okay to screw the next child, to destroy
right.
the next family.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
that's why we bring you all on our shows, is to talk about these things.
Right, and I believe that a man has a right to defend his family, and if he has to, take out a public official, that's where everybody in the community gets off their damn butt and stands behind the man instead of going, oh, my God, he shouldn't have done that. He should have went to court. He should have been a slave and done what he's told. He doesn't have rights. He's not a free man. He's not supposed to do that. He didn't ask permission from the devil.
Yeah.
And the courts are the devil. And if you read anything about the Vatican, and if you know the Vatican, you know the churches run the damn court system. And when you go to court today, you are going to the devil's court system, the Vatican's church. The church, the courts are the foundation of the Vatican's pope structure.
You know,
and anybody who knows anything about the Bible knows the true history about that. That's what gets me. You walk them right under the devil's slayer and say good luck.
Take a chill pill. Listen, you know you sound like a crazy person on crack to the mainstream, right? You're scaring the hell out of me.
I sound like a person that knows what he's talking about because I've done the research, and I've had the research, and it has been proven. I've written the documents, approved it in the House and Senate, and I even had congressmen and senators support what I wrote, even endorsed it and put it in bills.
Yeah.
So, yeah, some of the uneducated people might call me crazy because they're not intelligent enough to read and understand the facts.
And guess what? Those are the ones. That's your constituency you're talking about.
No, I think my constituency is a little. I don't have a constituency because I don't believe that people give the power over to somebody else. If you're a constituent, you're telling somebody that you're not liable and responsible for your own actions.
Well, that's not true at all.
Look up the dictionary.
If you're on these shows to convince people that you're going to educate them and train them and help them and support them and lift them up out of this corrupt and evil, twisted system, you're going to have to be smooth and cool and diplomatic and professional, and you're going to have to really know how to articulate your message and your mission in order not to scare the mainstream zombies off, okay? And I'm speaking from...
That's your point.
Okay,
and not talking bad about other groups and calling them sovereign wannabes and saying these people that have looked up Google a couple of times and go into court. You're contradicting what you're saying.
No, not at all. Not at all. Clueless. We're talking about those people that Ed was talking about a while ago that are out there capitalizing on these kids, forming these little wannabe sovereign cults and telling these kids the wrong information. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And then these kids get it in their head that it's easy. Matter of fact, I've been in three groups monitoring them, reporting, writing, documenting, studying for my sociology that they're teaching these kids the wrong way. And I've sent them to Ed. And, they're teaching these kids the wrong way. So these kids think because they've been on Google six or seven times and been in a couple of sovereign groups, now they're going to get the big balls and go to court and take the judge. He's going to run out the back door and all the cops are going to bow down to him. That's what we've got to stop. That's what you all need to stop. I don't have time for it. But that's what you all need to stop. You need to stop these charlatans from going out here teaching these kids the wrong way to do this, the wrong way to approach this. Because these kids are ending up in jail. I've got three kids right now in jail for listening to these idiots. Okay? And that's the last place these kids need to be. Let me tell you something. If you're sovereign, when your brothers and sisters go to jail, go help them. I don't want to give the cases tonight, or I don't want to talk about the specific issues and people, but there are so many people out there right now in the United States of America for listening to shows like this and then running out with big balls and going to jail and staying there for a long time and getting tasered before they went and having the hell beat out of them. So I'm saying be very careful how you walk with this information and this gift that God has given you. Be very, very careful how you handle it.
I agree with you on that one.
That's the whole point.
It has to be careful, yes. That's why it's personal responsibility, too.
Yes.
You know? And I've been through, you know, many court cases myself. I've been through the runaround for shit years. I don't know, hundreds of court cases. I've dealt with hundreds of court cases around the state. And the point is that we need to educate people and get these corrupt people out of office. And we need to educate people that, oh, wait a minute, you don't need to have all this money. You don't need to have a Mercedes-Benz. Okay, if you do want a Mercedes-Benz, you go earn it. You don't go in law, in the law enforcement industry so you can rape, rob, and pillage. I mean, this has been going on for, for the last 30 years, I'm just amazed, you know, watching all these people being shot, beat up, and people sit at home. They don't care about their family. They don't care about their neighbors. And then when people stand up, everybody gets upset because they stand up instead of standing behind them. You know, that is their problem. Where are the so-called Americans that claim that they're American to begin with? And you're right about one thing. It is proper education.
Yes.
And that's the point. It's going through some of these hard knocks. And I've dealt with some of these other gurus that have done their things and, oh, write the judge and go talk to him as a man. No, talk to him and write what the law is. I mean, you go try to talk to him as a law. It's like I grew up with people in the Public Employees Union. What were they told? Oh, yeah, throw yourself at the mercy of the judge.
Yeah.
Okay, well, excuse me, why am I throwing myself the mercy of a judge when his job is to protect me lawfully?
His there is remedy and maintenance, remedy and maintenance, remedy and maintenance. And, of course, they don't know that, and they don't give remedy and maintenance, of course. You know, they're. But
we have to force that on them. We have to start doing that.
Of course you do.
Yeah, because nobody else is going to do it. You've been in the industry. I've been in the industry, too, just as well as you know what that industry is. And the other point that gets to me is like when police officers go in and, oh, my God, there's been this shooting, or they go into a murder scene, and all of a sudden they need counseling, and they have mental problems. And EMT guys go in, they have mental problems, post-traumatic stress syndrome. I've been through it myself. I've been through the blood and guts myself. Personally, either you know the industry, you know the job you went to, and once you get in there, you can't sit there and go, oh, well, it wasn't what I thought it was.
I had a sovereign group leader the other day I was talking to after talking to you, Ed. I went in and was talking to this leader, and he said, you know, Davenport, I heard you talking on one of your shows that we need to understand civics and we need to understand how this current system works. And
correct.
The House and the legislature and so forth, and we need to understand the laws of the Declaration and the Constitution. He said, that's all BS. We don't need to understand any of that. We stand on solid ground. We stand on Gaia. We stand as natural people. And I said, how many warrants do you have for your arrest, idiot? And he said, 4. And I said, well, tell me something right now. How did you get those 4 warrants out for your arrest? And he didn't say another word. If you don't understand how the system works, you know, you're not going to be able to take it apart. And that's another big misconception of the current sovereign movement, the younger ones.
You're right on that one. You have to know the fundamentals of the lawfulness of the system of how it's straight.
You don't have to be a scholar, but you dang sure need to do your homework and understand the basics and go back and look at Hamilton, go back and look at the founding fathers and look how the democracy was originally set up and when the Democrats and Republicans developed back in the 1800s. And understand a little bit about the colonies and how we all came together in the first place in Great Britain and Germany. That helps a lot. And the Hague Court and the Crown And, well, he was just freaking out when I was talking about this. He was like, well, what do you mean? What do you mean? How does that have anything to do with this? Man, you are, you know, how many people do you have in your group? And he said, 1,200.
Yeah, but you're calling him out for having four warrants. Where's the four victims?
No, I didn't call him out just for having four warrants. I just popped that in.
They're not lawful warrants because there's no victims.
Come on, Pete, please.
No,
please.
I'm serious.
Oh, they're not lawful warrants. That's the point, and I know this. I was in the industry as well as you.
Yeah,
and you can't
claim
a lawful warrant.
My point is,
they have no...
All right, just settle down now.
My point is, this guy is getting ready to go to jail for 5 years. And he's
if you would stop calling him an idiot and support him.
No, that was more. There was more to it than that. There was more to it than that. I've been supporting him. There was more to it than that.
Okay, well then you're still. Okay,
he's lost his stuff. Lost his girlfriend's stuff. He's lost his mom's stuff. He's got five warrants. I'm looking at my notes.
Okay, so now let's decredit him and make him.
And
look
he's
like
going to jail.
Idiot.
No. He's a smart ass. He went up and he pissed the police off. Okay, he pissed the judge off. He's pissed the court.
I don't care if he pisses
off. So what? I pissed the judge off, too. The judge has the authority.
The judges don't own
that courtroom.
Did he hurt their property? Break their ego? You're encouraging people to be sensitive towards these people's feelings.
Well, you're not
they
these
are
people,
public
what
servants.
Mean, what do you mean, these people? These people have families and children and grandchildren.
No, they don't. Not when they sit there and steal, rape, and rob, and pillage. They're not entitled. They lose their rights.
My family, they
to pay the same consequences. They don't have no Jesus rights.
You can't hold your temper for a minute. I'm just testing you. Nobody's going to listen to you in the mainstream. The people that you need the most are going to think you're complete idiots.
You're decreting us now.
I haven't even talked about you, kiddo. I was talking about a test case of mine. You took it upon yourself to say the universe of sovereignty revolves around you. It doesn't. You're not going to win any.
No, the definition of sovereignty means I'm the king of my land and I write the laws.
You sound like a nut when you say that.
Well, hey, that's a dictionary term. That's the actual constitutional term under the 14th Amendment.
Mainstream's going to lock their door, take the children inside, and put a no trespassing sign up on their brain.
Some of these people need to get the hell out of our country, too, because they brought in their problems to our country. We don't need them.
No, man, you're too anti.
People listen to you.
Well, they listen to me.
Listen to you and how you're talking to us. You pursue this propaganda. You're not fixing the problem. You're making it worse.
You're radical.
Okay. Now you're decrediting me.
Yes, I am.
Exactly how these criminalized people in these public offices act. That's exactly what they do.
Well, you're not going to do it like this. You're not going to win your case like this.
Then tell us how we're going to win the case, seeing that you're such the expert and you know how many cases. I'd like to know how many cases that you've won and how you put together your paperwork, because I put my stuff out, people read it.
You're going to win your case by being calm and cool and going out there, like I said earlier, and getting a majority of some kind to go with you to this issue and bring this issue as a special interest in this country, whether you want to call it a democracy or not. Get a special interest group up, gain support, and you're going to have money, by the way, to get any support, to do any paperwork, to do any transfer.
No, I don't know. I defeated Liberty Northwest. They spent $40 million against me.
Oh, my God.
And
I beat them. You're going to be in a nursing home pretty soon. Relax with me. We're both going to be rolling up and down the hall.
No, I won't be in a nursing home, dude. That is out of my lifestyle.
You're going to have to get a majority, though. And you're not going to do it being radical. You're not going to do it being loud. You're not going to do it talking about these people. They need to leave the country. They're foreigners. They're crazy.
Yeah, they don't have rights. If you're illegal in this country, they're not entitled to rights. You have no rights.
I tried that route. You're not going to win like that. People are going to run.
No, that's what's going on in federal court right now through other cases, and they are winning that.
Let's tell this. How many people do you have in your group right now that I can call? 300? Do you have solid, together, 300 people standing arm in arm, side by side, butt to butt, face to face?
Yeah, if not more, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Where's the group?
The National Liberty Alliance.
Well, that's the National Liberty Alliance.
I'm involved in probably around 40 to 50,000 people myself.
Mm.
And people are waking up across the country and standing up.
And we're pulling them together, and we're joining forces.
When do you think we're going to be putting the cuffs? Can you predict and give me a date when we're going to be putting the cuffs on these judges and DAs? And
Five days from Tuesday in Florida in two counties, yes.
Okay, 5 days from Tuesday in Florida.
Yes, in Florida, in St. John County and Marion County.
Very familiar with Marion County. I have friends there. Send me an email. Let me know.
On my wall. You can call up John, too. He's got it on his wall. This is the point. It takes all of us working together instead of arguing about how one side or the other is working. And those poor guys that got stuck in jail, now there should be people right now in their community setting up writing so that way they could either have their... seeing that it's not a personal property crime, written off of their birth certificate on the UCC filings.
If ands and butts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day, Ed.
Well, we know that too, but, we could all have one in one hand and then one in the other.
Ed, Kyler, Ed.
But the point is that getting people to get off their butt, educate them, and that's what we're doing.
Ed.
I know.
And people are responding.
Ed.
They're
Ed.
Doing it.
Ed!
Communities.
Ed! We're almost done. We're almost done. Okay? You guys want to talk about sites or anything you want to plug? The show's almost over.
Oh, okay. Sorry, we get off on that. That was a good show. I thank everybody for participating and listening. We're going to be doing a conference on writing Corwantos next Wednesday at 4 p.m., and that will be on 1-724-444-7444, caller ID 10929. And the thing is that you have to write the charges on these elected and public officials. And who's going to enforce them? Well, that's the point. I've announced that I was running for sheriff. I got to get back in and start pushing that envelope. The other point, who's going to enforce it? It's time for men. It's time for men to grow up and be men and quit being neutral and neutered so much that we are. I mean, we're living in a society where so many men stand behind a woman's skirt tail instead of standing up for their neighbor.
Well, they're being born
now. And we're all dealing with this. And when are we going to start looking at the positive points of educating our children so they're not brought up in this fear?
Ed,
go ahead. What are you going to say there?
Let me know your schedule, and I'll bring you on the show. I want to bring you on the show next couple of weeks if you're not too busy.
Yeah, he wants to beat.
No problem. We'll tie up here.
He wants to beat you up on his show, Ed.
The other point is join us with the Carl Warren. See, we're putting this stuff together. We're walking three people through this, and the point is like you yourself said earlier, if people don't know how civics are and how it's supposed to work, okay, that is the problem we're living. So until we start doing it, because we know the churches don't care about the people.
No.
Okay, because the churches used to do this. You know, when I grew up in church, we used to have civil class in my Catholic church.
Yeah, we did too.
They don't do that anymore because that is, what is that called? Oh, that's not caring in God's name.
Right.
Okay?
All right.
Because they changed everything because of the problems that they're going through with their diocese and all the other problems they're going through the churches.
I'm going to mute up, Ed. I'm going to mute up and let Stephen close out. I just want
We're closing out. I'm closing out.
Keep up the good work, Ed. Love you, man. And call me, and we'll get you on the show next week.
And
all
guess
right,
what?
Thank you. Good talking to you. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Ed.
And like I said, the Coral Warto will be doing that. I'll be posting that up on this site as well as the other. And so God bless everybody, and I appreciate your time. I appreciate Laura for what she's doing in her community and all those people who are standing up. I'm on Facebook, pass messages. I mean, education is where it's at. If we're not educating each other, nobody else is going to do it for us.
Yep. You've been fighting all night with Kyler Davenport, so I'm on that Kyler Davenport and take us out with a song.